Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
The EPA this summer proposed a rule that may allow a number of new products to contain asbestos.
Trump's EPA is bringing asbestos back. California pushes back against Trump's rollback of mileage and emission standards as California shatters the record for hottest month ever recorded and hottest rainfall. Plus,
still have time to act.
Bad news and good news in a scary new global warming study.
All of those scary stories and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
So in other words, you're saying that they might come out making asbestos look not as dangerous as it really is in their evaluation.
Exactly.
Hey, MAGA, making asbestos great again. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, the summer of heat records continues to continue.
Indeed it does. More shocking records shattered in this record-breaking global warming turbocharged summer of 2018. The hottest rainfall ever recorded on the planet, 119 degrees, fell on Imperial, California last week.
The hottest rainfall?
Yes, it is extremely rare to have rainfall above 100 degrees.
I mean, this is the water? The water itself is above 100 degrees?
Yes, 119 degrees.
Wow.
And Death Valley in California broke the record for the all-time hottest month in recorded history. That was in July, breaking the record that Death Valley set just last year. Meanwhile, retail gas prices are going up. The price of crude oil spiked this week in anticipation of the Trump administration reimposing sanctions on Iran, including its oil exports, in coming months. But Politico reports that pain at the pump for consumers likely won't be as bad as the last time gas prices were this high because, thanks to President Obama, fuel efficiency standards are a lot higher today, so families don't have to fill their gas tanks quite as often. Speaking of fuel efficiency standards, as expected, the Trump administration last week proposed weakening future vehicle mileage standards that would have saved consumers even more in fuel costs starting in 2022. Analysts say big oil will be the big beneficiary from increasing oil consumption. Even the EPA's own data estimates that 40,000 more Americans will die every year from the increase in air pollution. But important to note, these Trump rollbacks are not a done deal. You can weigh in during the short window for public comment. Speak up at regulations.gov. The Trump EPA is also proposing revoking California's authority to set its own higher standards, credited with reducing the state's notorious air pollution. This week, California pushed back in what promises to be a protracted legal battle. The state regulator, the California Air Resources Board, issued a scathing and detailed report refuting the administration's rollback as, quote, contrary to the facts and the law.
That's not a bug. That's a feature.
Well, California says it plans to hold automakers to those tighter standards to maintain public health benefits.
Good. States' rights. Remember when Republicans used to believe in that sort of thing?
The Trump EPA is also bringing asbestos back.
Yay!
Proposing a new rule to allow companies to use it in some products with agency approval. Asbestos is banned in most countries because it causes mesothelioma and lung cancers, but it's not banned in the U.S. despite killing thousands of Americans every year. Now, the EPA says it's just closing a loophole, but critics say no amount of asbestos is safe and only an outright ban on all uses is sufficient.
It only kills about 40,000 people a year and is banned pretty much everywhere else in the world except for here. What are you worried about, Des?
Finally, a message of hope from scientists who are pushing back against media coverage of their new study on global warming's long-term catastrophic consequences. The Hothouse Earth study concludes that if global temperatures rise more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, a domino effect could kick in, triggering self-reinforcing climate change feedbacks that push the climate system into hothouse conditions, rendering large parts of the Earth uninhabitable. However, scientist and co-author Diana Liverman of the University of Arizona tells the Green News Report that the good news is that with action, it's all completely avoidable.
So Hothouse Earth is not our destiny. It's an option that we could choose. Hopefully we're going to choose a much more stable path, and we don't kick off all of these feedbacks that take us to a much hotter environment.
Well, I hope we don't, but I'm starting to run out of hope. Is that just me?
Dr. Liverman says she sees hope in political and social movements demanding action all around the world.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Don't forget you can download our reports anytime via Stitcher, TuneIn, or iTunes. Find us, follow us, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks and the Twitters at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Don't give up on us, I know. We can still come through.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.